Hey friends, it is another episode of Azure Friday, and in this one, I'm gonna learn a lot of really great acronyms for stuff I didn't understand before. So Azure App Service, I know what that is, and I use it all the time.
Score.
Azure App Service Environment.
Right.
What is that?
So the App Service Environment is a deployment of the Azure App Service inside a subnet inside your virtual network. So we manage the service, but it runs in your network. So it has access to things inside your network. It has access to things that are connected to your network.
Okay.
You can configure it with one of two variations, one where it has a public endpoint for the apps that it hosts, or a private endpoint that are on an internal load balancer that we support with the ACE.
So how big would I want to get as an organization before I say, you know, I'm going to stop using the public app service, I'm going to have my own hardware, my own instance of Azure App Service?
Well, it's not so much how big, it's really around the business and compliance needs that you have, right? So if you need the level of security where you want to run in total internet isolation, then you would look towards something like the App Service Environment, where you can lock down access with network security groups, you can have, like I said, a private endpoint. You can scale to larger degrees, and you have higher-end hardware with an app service environment. So that there is that benefit. But in terms of gains, the biggest gain that most people see is the fact that they can control that network access so tightly.
Okay, so it's about the sophistication of the network and what my requirements are.
Right, and so a lot of times you'll see app service environments used in large-scale deployments where there are a mix of Azure services involved, and the app service environment, whether it's public or private, is just one of those components.
Does having an app service environment also give me more control about like what's in the outer shell? Like if I made like the next Amazon, I could do it on app service, but it would be fronted by whatever app service is fronted by, whatever firewalls, whatever load balancers y'all use. If I made an app service environment with a private network, would I have more control over the other shells around it?
Totally, and that's part of what we're here to talk about. So there's this great technique called a web application firewall, or WAF device.
Okay.
This goes back to the acronym bingo. But if you fronted your app service environment with a web application firewall, then you can lock down access to your apps through that device. It applies all sorts of security filters on top of it that follow compliance specifications that prevent SQL injection and all sorts of stuff. And you can then tweak it, modify it so that it fits your application needs rather than being some generic capability.
Okay. So the web application firewall, or the WAF, is a multi-layer firewall. It can be thinking about TCP level things, you can think about URL level things. It's multiple layers in the network layers.
A lot of it depends on the complexity of the appliance you pick. Some of the appliances that apply these rules are more complex than others.
Okay.
But yes, that's essentially true. It's a firewall at both an application and a network level. So you have the network separation because your application endpoint is actually going to be the WAF device rather than your actual application endpoint. And so it acts as an intermediary, a secure guard at the gates to protect your system.
Okay, so then when I ping, you know, scottsamazon.com, it's going to be hitting that WAF, not my application service itself.
Exactly. Right.
Okay. And then back in the day, I would have, like, I would buy a firewall as like a one-use thing, and I'd rack it in. Like, and there were different companies that you could buy these things from now. But those appliances are sold differently now.
Yeah, well, and when it comes to the public cloud, yes, that's true. Now these are software packages that deploy in virtual machines. So Azure has one that's called the Application Gateway. There's another one in the marketplace that's supplied by Barracuda. There's a mix of these MVA, WAF devices that help provide security at the edge for your applications that are kept safe and tucked away on the inside.
Okay, so I've got a choice. And that can be enabled by me starting with an application service environment. And then from that point, I get much more control over my network.
Right. Then you can layer on whatever technology you see fit. So you've got like a secure kernel to host your apps, and then you can layer on whatever additional add-ons that you want in front of it.
Okay. And that's kind of the beginning of what this diagram shows, but you also have a demo inside of the portal.
I do. So in this case, the demo is pretty easy. We have a ILB ACE, you can see that the endpoint is not internet routable. The apps that are on it.
I just want to slow down because I'm slow.
Oh, sure.
ILB ACE. internal load balancer application service environment.
Right, because if I went into a conversation and said, I would like to talk to you about the internal load balancer application service environment, I've lost every bit of momentum I had. So we kind of compressed it, you know, developers get involved.
No disrespect, I just want to make sure that people who are watching understand.
It's true.
So your internal address that you pointed out, it's really internal, like that's not addressable from the outside of the
internet. That is a private IP address that's running inside my Azure virtual network that the app service environment is deployed into.
Not even internal to Azure, it's internal to your network. It's a completely private address.
It's completely private. You cannot get to it. Right. There are public outbound addresses that are used for the system to talk out to the internet or for when you're doing things in the portal to communicate with it, but your apps are not accessible except through that internal load balancer IP address. So in this case, there are a number of apps on it. Mm-hmm. The one we're going to look at today is this internal one -WordPress.
All right.
And the way I have it configured, it has a custom domain name in addition to its own domain name. So if I was to scroll down to look at the domain names. And
this is just app service. This looks very comfortable because it is app service. It just happens to be an app service environment.
Right. The app service environment is the app service. It's a complete copy of the Azure app service. So it has things like that you love, like SEM integration or site slots or all the other features. They're there with few exceptions. So in this case, I defined a custom domain name, and this custom domain name points to my application gateway. So if I resolve it, it points to this 52.229.26.6. Mm-hmm. And if we look at my application gateway, which I've got configured as a WAF device, that matches to the IP address here, which I suppose if I'm really going to compare it, I should leave them both on the screen at the same time.
Yeah, I believe
Otherwise,
you.
Otherwise, you know, it's...
But this is important to remember that when you ping that or you NS lookup that, in fact, you're getting to the application gateway, not to the app service, which is exactly what you did on that diagram.
Yes, exactly. And then proof in the pudding, we go and we hit the actual web app, and it's going through the app gateway. You notice there was no human latency involved there, mm-hmm. Where you saw a slowdown or anything. And it provides a lot of security over your applications.
What does the application gateway provide from a security perspective?
So it follows a list of OWASP security compliance rules. It applies those to the incoming requests to your site or to the HTTP or HTTPS endpoint. Mm-hmm. And if it you can configure it to deny it or to log it. So you can say, I just want it to allow it and just log the event, or you can configure it to deny access.
And that can be anything from script kiddies to DDoS to whatever.
Right. So the Azure App Service provides a lot of security around the service itself, and we do a measure of protection as much as we can for your apps. But in terms of true application level security, nobody can apply that except for the people who really know the application, who know exactly what they want to lock down, who say, I want the URIs to follow a certain pattern or whatever the case may be. And that's where something like a WAF device is very useful.
Mm-hmm. How did you tell your application service environment that the app gateway was the one that you chose versus a Barracuda or versus someone else?
So the app service environment, I don't want to say it doesn't care like it's rude, but it doesn't care where the traffic came from, right? So a request came to it, and it happened to come, in this case, from an application gateway that was configured appropriately. So the requirement there was that it had to have a domain name that was going to be recognized by the system, hence the use of a custom domain name. And beyond that, it's a matter of configuring your application gateway or WAF device to talk to the internal load balancer ACE. It's a lot easier to say ILBAs.
Totally understood. So it really is a networking setup thing, and as long as the host headers, if the domain that's configured flows all the way through correctly, then the application service will just respond.
That's correct.
And it's all technology agnostic, and of course, as an app service, you can run all kinds of stuff internally, Node, and .NET, and WordPress.
Exactly.
Very cool. And this exists right now, and people can work
this
on
exists right now today. The application gateway, which I quickly showed, is fully supported in GA with for use with an ILB ACE, and we should have documentation on this. I shouldn't have said should. We have documentation that describes the scenario available online.
All right, fantastic. I am learning all about ILB ACE with WAF, internal load balancing application service environments with web application firewalls here on Azure Friday.